The censure motion was against Governor Charlie Crist as opposed to a criticism of candidate Crist. And I'm hoping that the governor will get the message. He has 18 months left in office, and I'm hoping that he will get the message, even though it was a tie and we did not censure him, that there is strong feeling about the things that he has done as governor, negative feelings about the things he's done as governor, and that he will think about that as he makes decisions as governor going forward.
Steve, do you think he's already gotten that message? We've seen him really, you know, kind of move to the right on some issues. Came out against the Sotomayor nomination. The Climate Change Summit looks like it may not happen now. SB 360, a vote that a lot of environmentalists wanted him to veto. He supported that, kept that going. Maybe he's gotten the message that you and others have felt about him in recent months.
I'm hoping that that's the case. Moving forward, as I say, he's got 18 months left as governor. And hopefully he will get the message that we want him to govern according to what he promised us when he ran for office.
Steve, well, we've talked to you in the past. Certainly some of the issues that you've had against the governor have included supporting Barack and Lee County earlier this year with the stimulus package and the like. I've talked to Sid Dinerstein. He's mentioned also candidates that have ran down in your neck of the woods there in Florida, Republican candidates who the governor did not get behind in elections last year. Is there anything else we're missing in terms of why there's been some angst amongst Republicans like yourself?
Oh, I think that his last appointment to the state Supreme Court is a significant negative. There was a chance to have a Republican appointed conservative majority on the state Supreme Court, and I don't know that he could have found a more liberal justice to put on that court if he had tried.
That's Steve Ledowitz of Boynton Beach. His call to censure Governor Crist went down to a tie last night, 65-65. The judge that he was referring to that angered Republicans was James Perry of Sanford, who became Florida's second black justice ever named to the Supreme Court this year by Governor Crist. Sid Dinerstein is the chairman of the Palm Beach County Republican Party. After last night's tie censure vote, he said the Republican Party is willing to get rid of Charlie Crist, but he said today that his party is not divided despite the tie vote. No, he says they are all united in their criticism of Charlie Crist.
There was not a single person last night out of 130 votes and out of what must have been 30 or 40 speakers, because anybody who wanted, we use a two-minute timer. Anybody who wanted and who had a vote was entitled to 2 minutes. And without interruptions or debate or comments or anything like that. There wasn't a single speaker who got up there to tell us what a good job the governor's doing. The people like me who support the governor, who oppose censure, oppose it because it is inappropriate for the disagreements I have with the governor. If the disagreements were ethical or moral, I would censure, like in South Carolina. But they're not, but they're policy. Me personally, I'll tell you my single worst. You may or may not know, but for as long as Florida has been a state, we have never had a Republican Supreme Court.
The selection of James Perry, very controversial.
It's more than controversial. There is not a governor in the country of either party who would have knowingly given the majority to the other party.
Does he seem to get it now? You know, he's basically not going to do a new climate summit, you know, a big environmental thing he's done the last couple of years. Came out against Sotomayor, the nomination for the U.S. Supreme Court. Did not veto SB 360, a measure that a lot of environmentalists wanted him to veto, a growth management law.
Well, do I think he's moving to the right for his primary? Yes, I do. But the problem, you must understand, that the Republicans across this country, the volunteers who do the work for nothing other than what they believe in, are very skeptical and cynical, and mostly about Republicans in Washington.